So here's what I'm driving at. When it comes to believing God, the word of God, the farmer do this all the time. His aim, his job in the spring of the year is to get the ground ready, right? And get the seed in the ground. You don't see that farm out there that's scuffling and scuffling and scuffling. You gotta grow seeds, you gotta grow, you gotta grow, you gotta grow. No, the seed gonna do the work if you get it in the right soil. All you gotta do is make sure you get the right watering. Amen. When Satan bring a thought to your mind, you just cast it down by saying what the word say about your sowing. I have abundant from this sowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's seeds you sown for healing, thank you, Father. Healing really working in me. Hallelujah. See, pain had nothing to do with what the word said it would do. See, and that's why pain, Satan sends pain to draw your attention away from the word to the pain, and you trying to make the pain go away, you just need to get stouter on the word. Amen. Of thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord, I'm so healed. I thank you, Lord, I'm so healed, because you said it. Ooh, I don't care what this thing's saying. And if you have to take a pill, fine. But I'm going to tell you this. The less you depend on medicine, the better your faith, the stronger your faith to grow. Amen. Amen. Because somehow we take medicine and we get to depend on that and we won't use our faith too much. We go pop a pill. You know I'm telling the truth. But when you learn how to stand on it, and it may be tough that first time, but the next time it's going to be easy because your faith has developed. And you can get rid of it quicker. Amen. And you're confident that when I say this, this is what's going to happen. See, when you first start, you may have some, and God will have mercy on you just like you do little children. You kind of not fully persuaded, but boy, when it happened, you go, whoa, it did work. Well, you should be like that up front. Before you see the manifestation, I know it's going to work because I said it. I got peace about this. Well, the doctor said this, and see, and the one the mistake, I heard several people say this, and I heard Nancy say it, Nancy Dufresne. We go, when I heard it, I quickly caught it. I heard several people say this recently. And people come up to you, pray. I'm going to for a checkup, pray that I get a good report. I ain't going to pray that for you. I'm not going to never pray that for you again. So don't ask me to do it. I'm not going to pray that. You know why? You already got a good report. I don't need the doctor to come tell me because he may say something different. And when he says something different, I still got a good report because God said it. God said, by his stripes, I'm healed. Amen? And so don't allow the enemy to have any control over you because you've been taken out of that world system, and what he's trying to do is pull you back into it, but you refuse to go because I've been delivered from this world system and the way it operates. I am not Satan's servant anymore. Jesus is Lord, and Satan is my servant. And peace and faith, see, peace will do this. Because I know this, when I say what I say, and I believe I received it, how I know I'm not in that system is because I got peace. I got peace. So I'm not, I don't care if I don't see the money. I don't care if I don't feel the healing. I don't care if I don't see but I got peace because God said it. And I said it. And I received it. I believed it. I received it. And so I got peace. And I refuse to give up my peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me give you a little something to lay your foundation on. You need to take the word and lay a foundation for what you operate on. Just don't just grab scripture up because you heard somebody else say them. You go to those scriptures and make them your own. And this is what you say. Even while you're feeling like you can fly over the moon and hang the star, you say those words. Don't wait until you got dumbed down, beat down, and just can barely whisper. Most time you're too late. You need to talk that way when you're feeling good. Everything is going good. Plenty of money in your pocket. People are encouraging you. Yes. You say that. Yes. Listen to this statement. I gave my peace and I'm leaving it with you. There's nothing to be troubled about. I've done everything and I have given you everything. There is nothing left out. You are free, and when you know the truth, it will make you free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Anything Satan tried to accuse you of, when you know the truth, you say, that's not true. Give me Galatians 1:4. Galatians 1:4 in the King James. Look what it says. Who gave himself for what? Our sin. Why did he give himself for our sin? That he might do what? From where? From this present evil world. According to what I think about it. It's according to what? See, it's the will of God that you be God our Father, that you be delivered from it. And he had done that. He gave himself for our sin. You've been delivered from it. So when he come threatening you by what he gonna put on you, what he gonna do and all that, you're at peace because I've been delivered from you. You can't do that. In the name of Jesus. So you got weapons. You got the name, you got the blood, you got the Holy Ghost, you are anointed. Huh? And see, and this is why we constantly feed on the word, because we're building our faith, we're growing, we're expanding our faith. And so whenever we get to that point when Satan brings something up or when something come up in life, I got my faith ready. I'm using it. I got it ready. I don't have to wait and try to go get it ready. I'm ready to pray now. I stay ready to pray. Somebody come up and say, I want you to pray for me. I'm ready. I ain't got to go try to pump something up. You wake me up in the middle of the night, as soon as I get my eyes open, I'm ready to pray. Why? Because he's in me. I have discovered that. He's in you. Have you discovered that? And you're ready. You're ready. See, the devil will tell you, well, you don't have this kind of education. It's good to, you ought to get an education and develop your mind, your physical, mental capacity and all that. But you got God in you all the time. And you want to expand your revelation knowledge of him living in you. And you won't panic when something shows up. Oh my God, oh my, I stop you. No, that won't happen. Nope. Not here. Not here. Hallelujah. Because I've been delivered. Satan does not own you or me. You belongs to God. We belongs to God. We are his children. And God has said in his own word, he's a good father. He take care of his children. Right? No good thing I withhold from you if you walk, do what I say. Hallelujah.